This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and welcome back to New Beginnings, a pointed listening each weekend at this time on your favorite radio station. And right now, it's time to bring in our co-host of the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's an individual whose company turns candidates into contenders. Joe McKenzie can be found at RippleConnects.com or by phone at 763-438-1621. Happy weekend, Joe McKenzie, and good morning.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad to talk about talk with you again about opportunities in the hidden job market. Last week, we took a close look at Minnesota's hidden job market, and we talked about why employers don't advertise open job opportunities. And I'm wondering if we can segue this week, Joe, into how people who are looking for new opportunities can create these new opportunities in the hidden job market. Now, before we get there, how can they create an opportunity in something that's hidden?
Well, I think the first step, Freddie, is knowing that the hidden job market does exist in Minnesota. And we talked about last week that it's hidden to the job seekers that are only looking for jobs online. That's why it's hidden. They're out there in the open. It's just that it takes work to find them before they become posted. And that's obviously, to answer your question, the networking piece. And I know that word gets overused, but the fact of the matter is the wider net, the wider breadth of your network nodes, and yes, I said network nodes, meaning your church, your volunteerism, your alma mater, your industry that you're in, all those are distinct network nodes, and they're all filled with people in all different industries, all different skill sets, all different networks. I think the average person knows 250 people. So even if you approach three different network nodes, say your church, your volunteerism, and your alma mater, you might be, if you're going to take that approach, you might be discussed between 600-700 different people. That's why it's so important to realize that it's hidden to the job seekers that are only looking online, but it opens up for the people that are in a position to unearth opportunities. And I'll be honest, Freddie, it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of frustration, but I can tell you that I've personally benefited from Minnesota's hidden job market in regards to new opportunities that presented growth and opportunity for myself.
Everybody, Joe McKenzie with us this weekend, as he is each weekend. He is our career expert. And let's talk about how does someone prepare themselves for the hidden job market?
You prepare yourself by becoming a person that's open to self-marketing themselves. And I know that can be sound difficult or overwhelming because we hope that our resume speaks for ourselves. And having to go out and talk to X amount of people about what I can do for them, it seems like a lot of work. But that is the key to unearthing opportunities simply from the perspective of if that someone in your church or your volunteer group or your alma mater, et cetera, doesn't know that you're looking or what you're looking for or what you're asking for, how can they help you uncover that? It's a complete secret to them if you don't open, you know, that self-marketing channel up.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, Freddie, if you self-market yourself, you never know what position you'll get into or what opportunity you'll unearth and help that organization grow, help this many more people, more efficient. The story gets written because you made a decision to start self-marketing yourself.
Mm.
Think of the positive win-win aspect of taking that step today to begin to self-market yourself, to seek opportunities that may not even be considered to be open yet, but you're having those conversations early. You're setting the stage. You're planting the seeds. And that's self-marketing, asking for what you want, what's in it for the employer in regards to what you bring. And that could be as simple as, Freddie, you know, describe your time, talents, and skills, but also your leadership, your emotional intelligence, all those wrap into the you in regards to your self-marketing.
Wow. So how do you discern what it is that you really want? I know there are a lot of job seekers, especially some of the younger ones in our audience. They say, Joe McKenzie, Freddie Bell, I just simply want an opportunity. But it goes deeper than that, I would imagine.
It certainly does, because, and I say this to all my clients, it's not about what your W-2 is going to look like at the end of the year or what title you're going to have. It's about that growth, that professional growth, and those challenges to take on, and really just continually be in that growth mindset. That if you begin to get to that point, and you engage with your meaningful group of advocates, bench of advocates, they may help you frame what you're looking for. So really the growth mindset, but also your advocates can help you with that. I didn't realize that I was going to be an effective nonprofit director in helping many people in my own community until I got that honest feedback from an advocate saying, you might be a great executive director someday. And that's when I was in a position in my career that I'd never even thought about that someone told me that, and here I am today doing that. That was an advocate that saw what I was made out of, what skills and talents and emotional intelligence and leadership I had all rolled up. I think your advocates can go a long way to help you discern what your next steps are in regards to self-marketing and what employment targets are you going to bring forward.
Wow. So that's your ask. So how do you decide what's in it for the employer? How do you figure that out, Joe McKenzie?
Well, I think what you do is you understand where you're at your best. Let's be honest. We're not, a single person is not great at everything. But if you're good at certain things that employers have pains with or challenges with or needs with, that's what's in it for an employer. The hiring process is going to exist because an employer has a pain, a need, a challenge, and what's in it for them is what you can bring to the table and how you can knock out these challenges and meet these numbers and improve and what have you. What's in it for the employer is simply packaging or self-marketing what you're going to take away or add to that team. So simply think about, the mindset should be, what's in it for the employer is what you bring to the table. And it's not always necessarily just time and grade. Hey, I've worked somewhere 40 years, so therefore I can take away your pain. No, that's not necessarily true. That could be where your own experience, your own transferable skills, your leadership, your emotional intelligence may be exactly what they need, because you understand that what's in it for them is you have to meet those real job needs.
Meeting real job needs is what we do here at New Beginnings. And also, I noticed in your notes, you talked about rippling it out as an action step. What does that really mean?
Well, I think if you tend to have a conversation with one person and it stops there, then why do you do it?
Hmm.
It has to be actionable for that person that you're talking to. So even myself, 2 years ago, put myself through my own self-marketing plan. And the whole goal of that action step was, who do you know that I should have that next conversation with? So I put the ball back in my advocate's court. They may love my self-marketing plan. They love my LinkedIn. They love Joe McKenzie for what they did. But I needed to ripple it out. Who can you help me talk to so I can better have clarity on this sector that I'm trying to target? That's the action step, and that's the ripple out.
Wow.
That's why I brought together my company, Ripple Connects, because the ripples do connect, but it takes work. The ripples are not going to come to you. You have to create the ripple, and I've said that for over 10 years. But the action step is, how can you intentionally take steps to move it out so you can target hidden opportunities that are maybe not posted yet in Minnesota's hidden job market?
It's
as simple as that.
It's just that simple. And would you say that using social media is a good way of rippling it out, Joe McKenzie?
Absolutely, because that's a great linkage between messaging and obviously a chance to highlight some of your skills, your projects that you worked on. I think LinkedIn is a great way to communicate with people, but also showcase some of your talents and your volunteerism, your projects. I wouldn't overlook social media, particularly LinkedIn, in regards to unearthing opportunities in Minnesota's hidden job market.
All right. Joe McKenzie, we're out of time, but I know you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. If you've received the vaccine, there is some good news.
You can get together indoors with other fully vaccinated people, unvaccinated healthy people, without wearing a mask. This would be like a grandparent traveling to visit their children and grandchildren who all live together in the same household. But if you're visiting a household where there will be immunocompromised people there who are at increased risk of getting really sick if they catch the coronavirus, you should still wear a mask.
This message from the Minnesota Department of Health. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is tenacity. Tenacity can serve you pretty well. When you push yourself across the finish line or if you complete a project on time, that's tenacity because it can help you succeed. While tenacity is definitely a good thing, sometimes the race is not yours to run. Some projects are better accomplished by slowing down. Sometimes it's better just to wait for that inspiration rather than to force a solution. The key is knowing when to wait for that guidance, when to wait for the ideas, for that success, and the way to move ahead. True tenacity is really a blend between moving forward and waiting for that great inspiration to come. Our point of focus is tenacity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, who remains an advisor to the Biden administration, has warned that there will be a hurricane of infections and deaths by the end of this month. This as President Biden is expecting to have enough coronavirus vaccines available for all Americans by the end of May. Dr. Michael Osterholm joins us right now. Do you still stand by that statement in light of yesterday's announcements?
I sure do. The challenge with yesterday's announcement, which, by the way, is a wonderful announcement, and I congratulate the administration and the efforts that they're putting forward, but it's all about time. Right now, the B117 variant, the one that we saw originating in the United Kingdom, is now spreading quickly here in the United States. And in fact, we've watched it go from about 1 to 2% of all the cases in places like Florida and Georgia and California And this week it's in the 20 to 30% of all cases. And this virus is a nasty one. It spreads anywhere from 40 to 50% more effectively than the previous virus strains. It causes more severe illness. And in all the countries of Europe and the Middle East that have had this B.1.1.7 emerge, once the case numbers get over 50% of all cases, we see a major surge. We predict that'll probably occur in about two to three weeks. We're going to see a major uptick in cases. And unfortunately, all that vaccine, which will be a godsend when it arrives, is not going to get here until April or May.
So this is concerning, especially now since spring break is right around the corner.
You know, yeah, it's more than spring break. It's everyone in the country wants to open up, and I understand why. We all do. Oh, boy, do we. It's been a terrible, terrible financial hardship for so many people. You know, one out of five families in this country right now don't have food to put on the table today. So this is a real challenge, and we have to understand that. But I can tell you also that where this has hit hard in Europe and the Middle East, and what we will see here soon, is that it virtually will shut down society. In Europe right now, they've been in lockdown, meaning nothing's open since Christmas in many of these countries, just to try to contain this particular strain of the virus. So as we go forward over the course of the next month to 6 weeks, the more people we can get vaccinated, the better. But it's also coming at a time when everybody is relaxing all the restrictions they put in place. And I fear that that's just going to basically slingshot this virus right into our population.
Everyone, we're talking with Dr. Michael Osterholm, epidemiologist and advisor to the Biden administration. So what is the prescription, if you will, Dr. Osterholm, as we go in, the months are still starting to pile up? How do we stem this tide, even as Greg Abbott in Texas is saying he's repealing the mask mandate and opening up the state of Texas?
Well, it could not come at a more inopportune time. You know, as I've said many times before, unfortunately, is the fact that we are very good at this country at pumping the brakes after we wrap the car around the tree. At this point, that's the challenge we're going to have. And so I have no doubt that in the upcoming weeks, we're going to see a fundamental change in how we're looking at cases, what they're doing to our healthcare system, et cetera. We still have upwards of 60% plus of our population that have not been infected or nor have they had vaccine. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, that leaves a lot of people left to, after a year of suffering through this horrible, horrible pandemic, to have that size of a population still susceptible to the virus is a real challenge.
Yesterday, four new deaths reported right here in Minnesota, 443 new cases. Do you agree with prioritizing certain groups for a single shot with the Johnson & Johnson dosage?
At this point, my focus is getting us through the next 4 to 6 weeks mm-hmm. and getting us vaccinated as well as we can. If I had my druthers, I would be wanting to see everyone 65 years of age and older getting at least one shot. We know that this vaccine can be effective even with just one shot. And within 3 weeks, it does an incredible job of protecting us against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. This is our grandpas and grandmas, our moms and dads, our brothers and sisters. They account right now for 80% of all the deaths. So if we could much more effectively divert the vaccine for this short period of time only, everyone still should get two doses. They should get them. They will likely have, you know, very good access by the end of April, early May. But for this window of time now, I would like to see all the vaccine prioritized to those 65 years of age and older for a single dose.
And so what would be your prediction on when we can start to emerge on the other side of this and start to get to a different normal if we still have money to
yeah.
operate businesses and live our lives?
Yeah, and you said it very well, by the way. I very much agree with your take on this. And I think it's going to be, you know, in late spring, early summer. I think we can see a big change. The only possible rock in the shoe there is the fact that we've got these new variants that also, in some cases, cause the vaccine protection not to be nearly as effective. Now, we have to be very mindful of that and watch that carefully. If those virus strains should start to spread, then we've got another problem. At this point, they haven't spread like that in the United States in any a large way, but we've got to watch it very, very carefully, and that could be our next roadblock.
Doctor, our last question this morning, what would be your advice to people who are still on the fence, a lot of people of color in our BIPOC communities who are concerned about taking the virus, the vaccine, I should say? What can you say to this group of people who are concerned about the efficacy of the vaccine in their lives?
Well, I understand their concern. They have an entire history of being deceived or being, you know, experimented upon. And all I can say is that now this vaccine is a lifesaver for them. Not to see the BIPOC community have a really extensive access to this vaccine in a way that makes it easy for them to get it. You know, if you tell somebody you got a dose of vaccine waiting for you, but it's 3 miles across town, and this is a 78-year-old individual who has to take public transportation, that doesn't work. So what we really need to do is make sure that we provide the access. The second thing we have to do is we have to help them understand how this vaccine was made, the fact that it is very safe, the fact that it can save their lives, and that one of the most important things they can do to protect themselves right now from serious disease, and as you know, the BIPOC community has been absolutely adversely affected by this virus more so than any of our other populations. So at this point, we've got to do everything we can to get the vaccines there and work with community leaders. This is going to be a very important joint effort with community leaders to get these individuals vaccinated as soon as possible to save their lives and to save the lives of their moms and dads and their aunts and uncles and grandpa and grandmas.
That's Dr. Michael Osterholm, epidemiologist and advisor to the President of the United States and also the author of the book, Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Sure, thank you.
All right, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure, and we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, F-R-E-D-D-I-E-B-E-L-L, FreddieBell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply FreddieBell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply Freddie@FreddieBell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, FreddieBell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week. Right here.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And with us now, as we continue our program this weekend, is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located right in the middle of our community at 1015 4th Avenue North. If you'd like to reach them directly, 612-344-2221. And we say good morning and welcome to Kitty Harris. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I am doing amazing. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I know you, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, like a lot of other entities who are really concerned about the community and its response to COVID-19, you're doing a lot of great work in that space, helping the people who live in public housing.
Yes, absolutely. We have been, Minneapolis Public Housing has taken a huge undertaking in partnering with the Minnesota Department of Health to work in all of our 42 high-rises across the city to organize vaccine clinics for those who do want to receive the vaccine. We are in week 5 of doing our vaccinations. Some people have already received their first shot, and now this upcoming week will be receiving their second shot. And so we are very happy with the work that we've done for not only our residents, but our staff and the community as well.
What are the residents telling you as they go through the process? Do you see any vaccine hesitancy?
No, you know, a lot of our residents were very eager to receive the vaccine. And one of the beauties of the partnership that we have is we were able to have Volunteers of America, who is housed in most of our buildings, come in and have those conversations with the residents. We had navigators who came in multiple languages to be able to answer those questions. We held listening sessions virtually so that people could ask questions and make sure that they were very informed on the decision that they were making. And so we made it available to everyone that was in our high rises, 18 plus, as well as their caregivers that might come in and provide services. And so it was received very well.
Where are you right now with giving the vaccinations to your residents? Is it close to 100% complete, or do you still have a few more properties to go?
We have a few more properties to go. I would say we're about 70% through our 42 high-rises. And this past weekend, just at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, we held over the Easter weekend a vaccine clinic with our on-site partner, the Lau Assistance Center, and we provided 200 doses per day to our community around North Minneapolis at that clinic, and then we will administer those second rounds of shots, so another 400 doses in the upcoming week.
Well, now, will this wrap it up, and do you anticipate doing anything more on a broader base for the community at large, or will it be confined to Minneapolis public housing residents?
Well, we will continue to do our part to help the community as these opportunities arise. The Cora McCorvey Center has already participated in 3 community clinics. As people call us and work with us, we make space available and or help people to get organized. So we have been working with the various zip codes surrounding our area, as well as the Heritage Park Neighborhood Association, to ensure vaccines for the community. So as those partnerships opportunities arise and the need continues, we will continue to be on the forefront in assisting our community, and so that we can make sure everyone who wants a vaccine gets a vaccine.
All right. That is Kitty Harris. She is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Again, they're located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. And if you have any questions or concerns, 612-344-2221. Kitty, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Freddie. See you soon.
If you've received the vaccine, there is some good news.
For fully vaccinated people, if you've been around someone who's had coronavirus, you don't need to stay away from others anymore or get tested unless you develop symptoms. But if you live in a group setting or around someone who has coronavirus, and by group settings, we mean a group home, congregate care facilities, you know, someone who's in a correctional institution, you should still stay away from others for 14 days and get tested, even if you don't have any symptoms.
This message from the Minnesota Department of Health.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook, and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And let's turn our attention right now to aging in place. And what is aging in place, first of all? Is maybe you've got a home that you've lived in for 30, 40 years, and maybe you don't want to go to a group home or to live with relatives. You just rather live where you are. Well, the best places to retire list are great conversation starters, but the vast majority of Americans have no intention of making a move in retirement. They want to age right where they are. That's a blind spot that can drag down multiple generations within a family. The 60-somethings who refuse to game out the best moves to make now for their 80 to 90-year-old future selves are unconsciously transferring those hard decisions onto their children and their grandchildren. If you think contemplating a move in your 60s is difficult, the hurdle will be physically and emotionally higher later on. That can lead to the kids scrambling to bring services into your home, a move that often requires them to bear some of the cost, and even more costly is the decision more and more adult children, mostly women, make to quit their jobs to care for an elderly parent. That puts their own household futures, retirement security, at risk. And that can trickle down to their grandkids as well. Not just in a tighter college budget, but the increased risk that their parents will not be set up well to afford retirement. So while in your 50s and 60s and in good health, it's important to take a clear-eyed look at what you might consider doing now to make your retirement work for you and your entire family in the future. And that could include discussing this wish with your adult children. Can you really afford to stay put? The goal should be that you can cover basic living expenses from guaranteed retirement income, Social Security, and a pension if you have one, and any required minimum distributions from traditional 401ks and IRAs. Even if you own your own home and have the mortgage paid off, don't lose sight of property tax and maintenance. If you don't live in a region that offers property tax breaks to older homeowners, you also need to bake in that your property tax bill will continue to climb over a long retirement. No idea how to scope out the future cost of staying put? Well, there are plenty of certified financial planners you can hire on an hourly or project basis to help you to crunch those numbers. Is it safe to stay put? The vast majority of homes do not have a layout that works well for seniors. Too many stairs, no bedroom bath on the entry level, a shower that requires stepping into a tub. The time to make those age-in-place renovations is now in your 50s and 60s. And consider the psychological safety of where you live. Do you and your family need to travel a long distance, on busy roads, to see each other? Is there a big stair climb into your home? Can these obstacles be overcome, and can they be obstacles to social connections later on? Can you help your kids by moving closer? Maybe not into their homes, but maybe out back perhaps. Converting a garage into a small home or a building, a separate small unit that brings you all close while maintaining some healthy distance. Some communities are becoming open to allowing homeowners to build accessory dwelling units. This is becoming really popular. And if you're game for a bigger retirement relocation, focus on future needs, not just today's wants. Warm weather is a popular criterion for best places list, but a nonprofit consortium that tracks every state's level of support and services for long-term care needs, Florida's overall is at the bottom. The states with the highest scores across five broad categories, cost of care, support for family caregivers, etc., were right here in Minnesota, Washington, and Wisconsin. You can learn more at longtermscorecard.org. We've been talking about the best places to retire and aging in place, aging where you are right now. And the big takeaway today is that if you're in your 50s or 60s or you're approaching that age, now is the time to start making those plans, not by yourself, but also with your family. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the proud founder of West Metro Hypnosis, and you can find her at westmetrohypnosis.com. I'm talking about Kelly Von Heidekamp. Here's our telephone number, 952-222-3975. Good morning, Kelly, and welcome back to New Beginnings.
Thank you for having me, Freddie. It's always a pleasure to be here every week with you and our listeners.
Indeed. And right now it's time for a mindful reset. And what are we contemplating this weekend?
Well, we're going to contemplate, as we do every week, a new word. And this week I want to contemplate the idea of contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just take a moment to settle in. And to breathe in and breathe out. And give yourself a moment to come into your body and notice how when you breathe in and allow yourself to come into your body, your mind can settle in and settle down, creating a space where you are able to contemplate. Contemplation is our ability to think through things in a very organic and gentle way, not needing to figure out an absolute answer, but to use our creative mind and our imaginations to just contemplate what has been, what is, and what will be. In this suspended thinking, suspended from judgment and critiquing, we can allow answers to rise up that maybe we had not thought of before. It does require us to be at ease within ourselves, and oftentimes to have the space and time to simply contemplate, not rushing from action to action, from one thing on our to-do list to another, but to really take the time to make a choice, to even perhaps assign ourselves, schedule some time to think of big questions that we don't normally give ourselves time to think about. Questions of our own contentment, our own happiness, our own abilities, our own resources, what we can do to connect on a deeper level to those things. Contemplation is by no means a passing of time doing nothing. It is a creative ability of the mind to help us boldly move forward. And so as you continue to breathe, I hope you make time this week to contemplate all kinds of new possibilities for yourself. And have a wonderful week, and thank you for being here.
And Kelly, we thank you. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. And now we give you the conclusion of a lesson by the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, entitled The High Watch. He's talking about Myrtle and Charles Fillmore going to headquarters, so to speak, to get a revelation.
I will go to headquarters. If this God they all talk about is spirit, and I am a living spirit, then somehow we can communicate. He grasped this idea that the Creator and the created had a connection. They could communicate. He could learn in greater understanding the wisdom of God for this world. Through their years, Myrtle would hold to her light that she was a child of God and had potential for wholeness. Charles held to his light that he was a spiritual creation of the Great Spirit, and there could be communication, a oneness. So let's get back to our lives, yours and mine. We all have something. You may think you don't, but you do. If you're living and walking on this earth, believe me, you do. We all have something to which we hold fast. Our conviction, our faith, our truth. For me, the truth, the conviction I hold in my heart is we are never alone. We can never be alone. This is something I'm sure of to the very depth of my being.
And now we give you the conclusion of a lesson by the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, entitled The High Watch. He's talking about Myrtle and Charles Fillmore going to headquarters, so to speak, to get a revelation.
Think about it. As an older bachelor, you can imagine how this truth might unfold as a saving grace for me. What we need at the very depth of our being, remember Myrtle's words, the hunger and longing of her heart. What we need at the very depth of our being is connected. It's a clue to what is most essential. What is our most important truth or principle? What is your truth? It doesn't have to be a mysterious, exalted idea, a major revelation for humanity. It doesn't need to be an ancient mystical process. Get real. Get real with yourself. And if you don't know it already, begin to discover it. When I was in school, one of my professors told me, you've heard that term, an elevator pitch, a short expression of what a business means, what your career is about, whatever. Short. I have to work at it. Short. Concise. See if you can form, if you haven't already, a concise statement of what is truth for you. What is the most important thing to you? If you can't express it in a short sentence, an elevator pitch, it probably needs fine-tuning. It probably needs a little more inner reflection. Or you may discover it's not quite it, that there's something else that's more foundational for you. It is that idea that motivates you every time, always gets you started. Perhaps your truth is your love connection with your spouse. Perhaps your love for your children, for your family. Or maybe your sense of purpose in life, perhaps to teach, to heal, to build, to discover. Perhaps that drives you forward. Maybe, and we don't need to be judgmental about this, maybe your driver is that you trust the most the value of manifest things, your possessions, your assets, your money. That is a powerful force. You have the right to choose it as your truth, your conviction, what you trust, what motivates you. There's only one caution. It's kind of like those warning labels on a package. Jesus put it this way in the Sermon on the Mount. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, that is, in spiritual realities that last. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So if you want to put all your trust, and this really feels true for you, in manifest things, in assets, stocks, bonds, money, that's your choice. None of us are here to judge that. Get real with yourself. We're going to take a few moments in the silence so that I can end my words and you can enter a time of self-reflection. If you have a strong sense already of what your truth is, of what is most essential to you, great. But there's this wonderful thing we can do. We turn to the silence. We are willing to be still, to rest. And you can always pose the question to the ever-present Spirit. Reveal to me what needs to be revealed. Help me see what is motivating me. Or perhaps at times, help me to see what can get me going, can re-energize me. So let us turn within to the inner drivers of our life. We're safe here in this sanctuary, or you may be safe in the comfort of your own home, cozy in your pajamas. This is a time of inner reflection. It's not a time of judgment or comparison with others. It's a time for us to get clear and real with ourselves. So I invite you to close your eyes. We just want to sit peacefully in the question. What is my greatest truth? My guiding light. that gives me the impulse to take action. We can always ask Spirit to help us. Spirit, reveal the idea behind all my thoughts, words, feelings, actions.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.